This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Chip says, what news channel is Dave on tonight? I guess he means this Dave. We will be on Fox 2 during the 5 p.m. We will be on Channel 5 during the 6 p.m. I was on Fox 2 this morning about 7:30 a.m. We've had our friends in the media coming by and featuring us, because at midnight today we flipped the switch and went to 104.1 FM. So you should be able to hear that anywhere you are in the region. And if you are outside the region, you can, of course, listen to 1120, or you can also listen to us on the Odyssey app. Skip Weber's here. Any thoughts on FM?
So what does FM mean exactly?
Yeah, I know, right? You've been wanting this for a long time. I mean, I've been wanting this for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. No, it's cool.
Probably doubles our listenership.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, there's something iconic about KMOX on 1120 AM.
Yeah, always will.
When I lived in Texas, I listened to Cardinal games. I didn't try to find a local station. I just listened to 1120 at night, and that's all cool. But let's face it, the technology, you've gone on to, you know, XM and HD and all these other technologies. And I mean, it's just, I think FM is a good place to be, and good for them. Good for you guys.
So your travels are over for a little while?
Yeah. I've done a couple bouts of sailing and, you know, visited my hairstylist down there.
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, I started letting my hair grow, as you know.
Yes.
And when it's got a certain length, I mean, all our friends down there that we've seen for years and years, the locals, and they just said, you got to do it. You got to braid your hair. You got to go local style. We all like you. We all think of you as one of us. So in February, I did it, and it didn't hold that long. So they said, well, you got to put beads in it. So I tried it this time, and it's holding better.
Not to get too personal, but all the hair on my body might make one braid.
Dave's like, I just need one bead.
Yeah. How much for one bead?
Well, I mean, and I'm sitting down, so you can tell. It's not like I have a full head of hair.
Oh, you're doing
okay. It's just grown, and, you know, and there's bald spots on it and everything. Yeah. So, you know.
So if you cashed out of Weber Chevrolet now, or you lost everything, either way, and someone said, just come on down here, you can be a captain on one of these ships, could you do it? Not could you do it technically, could you live that way?
I think maybe so. I mean, if under those two circumstances, I wouldn't want either of those two to happen at this point. Yeah, but I mean, I love living in the Midwest. I love traveling, but I love coming home. It was so great to come home last night and just get home in my own bed, because we've been, this was an extended trip. We were you know, sailing quite a bit.
And, yeah.
I think I could do that mentally. It's a really, really cool place, and you can check out, and all the negative stuff that you hear about anywhere, you can just ignore.
Hmm.
Now, that may be, you know, naive to do that, but it doesn't, it's not touching down there. A little bit here and there, but you're more worried about, you know, hey, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do? Did we catch a fish today? Can we cook that? What, you know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah. Wheels, any chance you could be a ship captain?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, it would be fun. I enjoy it. I've always enjoyed getting out on the boat. I love water. The only problem is me and the son. We're not.
No, that's good.
We're not
point.
Huge friends, but I coach yeah. outside all summer, so yeah, yeah. I could probably.
I mean,
pull
it I'm fair skinned too. Yeah. I got to put a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah,
on. I wear. But that's what you do. Get up and you know. The spray on stuff now is
that saves my life,
great.
Man.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm always wearing. And then they got these shirts. I wear a lot of sailing shirts where you've got a long sleeve, but it's really lightweight,
yep.
very very
keep
lightweight.
It cool. Yep.
You can get it wet, whatever. Yeah. So have you? Could you do this living on the boat? That's what a lot of people say they couldn't.
Yeah.
That's what we love. About.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, it's yeah. great. It's great.
I just want to get one of those shirts.
Yeah, like, I know they're great.
If your question, I don't know that I could live 365 on the boat.
Can I get satellite? Can I get my baseball games out there on the boat?
Oh yeah, you can.
Then I'm good.
Matter of fact, we got better.
My Xbox, I'm good.
We got better reception. I watched Blues games. I watched Blues games streaming in my little on the boat out at. That was way better than the Wi-Fi at the resort that we go later on. But way better. It freezes up. I was watching the game, you know, all the Blues games that were on. Didn't do a nice little winning streak there on.
So we're going to do an Elite Eight today, although it could turn into a Sweet 16. Maybe there are more of these than I know. But we just, you know, given that it's a weird day and going to FM, I just want to kind of visit with Skip a little bit. But let's do the Elite Eight, at least, of actors who pretty much have made a living out of just playing themselves, which we've never done.
Yeah.
And we talk about this
concept. Depends upon what the role. Not like they play, so...
Right.
So-and-so as himself.
No. Right.
They play the same character.
They're just always the same dude.
Yeah, but it's the same persona.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how I played it.
All right. Skip?
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. That was the first one I wrote down, too.
I had to throw out.
I think we're going
to
laugh at all of these because they're all going to be dead on.
No, that's the first one I wrote down,
once in a blue moon. I mean, a few things, but it's still, he's got that, look, the way he raises his eyebrows, the snarkiness, and
Andrew.
First one I thought of was Seth Rogen.
Oh, good.
That's stated. He fully. I mean, the character in Superbad, the main character, is he's like, that's directly me. I just wrote about some stuff that I did in high school and some of my friends. So I think he would not disagree, but Seth Rogen for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a lot of these, but I'm gonna go Christopher Walken right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, he's the same dude. He plays like, sometimes he's mean, sometimes he's funny, but it's always Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
I had him in my head too, and then the one movie that kind of throws that off for me is that Catch Me If You Can, where he plays DiCaprio's dad. And he's not a badass. He's more of a down on his luck, struggling, but he's still got a few of those manners, so it still works. And of course, everything else he's in too. So yeah, so I didn't put him on the list, but I think I still agree with it. It's just like
we could do the opposite of this someday. Is like the chameleons, the ones that can literally be anybody. Yeah,
Rach.
I'm gonna go with The Rock, which might not be fair because I haven't seen many of his films, but he does
seen
seem
them all.
Like he's always just being The Rock.
Yeah,
yeah,
He's a detective or a ex-football, whatever, he's always going to be somebody who beats people up.
Yep.
Yes.
As his main thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cocks an eyebrow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
He cocks an eyebrow.
Oh.
And then he asks if you can smell what he's cooking.
Sounded like a very strange movie I've
not
seen.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I knew I was taking a risk with that one.
That one was straight to streaming, I bet.
And you only need about 5 minutes of it.
Just a couple of websites you can find that on.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Tom Hanks.
I had him,
who I've really, really grown to dislike.
Oh, he's so cute.
Is he the same in Saving Private Ryan, though?
Exactly.
He is kind of the same.
He's just it's a serious version because he's got, like, it's the same personality.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I think it's just because I've grown to hate him. He's a fine actor, and he was Forrest Gump, and he was, the guy in Apollo 13. I just think I don't like him.
Dave's over.
Which is
Tom
a different.
Hanks.
It's a different list. I'll go with someone else.
Okay.
Like if Tom Hanks from Saving Private Ryan gets on the plane to go back to America and it crashes and he does Castaway, it's the same movie.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, but if he wakes up and he's all of a sudden a grown up, it's not.
Instead, I'll go with Tom Hanks' son Chet.
Dave's like, I must stick with the hate.
No, okay. The guy I'm going to put on is an amazing actor. But Samuel L. Jackson has made a living out of being Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I've seen some low-key like side things where he's a little different, but mostly he's
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah. I rewatched 1408 recently. Oh, that's a great movie.
And yeah, he's great in that.
And he's great in it.
And he's different in that. Yeah.
So I'm saying there are instances, but mostly right.
he's like it's just like Christopher Walken.
Right.
Those are the exceptions that prove the rule.
Yeah.
When
good
it
point.
Sticks out that there's the one movie that he didn't act like this. And you're like, obviously oh, he belongs on the list.
That's a really great way to put it.
Yeah.
So we only have three picks left. I think we should just start throwing them out.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
I'm going to give you a very, very, very dark horse.
Okay.
Follow me on this. And the younger people may not even realize this, but this is the first thing that came to my mind, even before Jack Nicholson, was Charles Grodin. Not a lot of stuff. There's a lot of different, several movies he's in. Midnight Run, of course, one of my favorites. He just played, that was him. If you look at him on The Tonight Show and Letterman and all that, that was his character and several other characters he's in. We don't need to use it. Beethoven, I mean, all the ones he's in, we don't need to use that because it's not as deep as Nicholson and those others. But to me, it's just like, that was the one that.
Is that the greatest job to just
be yourself,
handsomely rewarded for just being yourself?
Yeah,
you just happen to have a persona.
And really,
you just have a thing.
The thing about it is, it's even deeper than that because he liked being a jerk on those things.
Yeah,
and he's not. He played the role is actually his persona.
So he's actually acting.
Yeah, he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah,
but he always does that. So, I mean, you could use that or not.
I had Harrison Ford, Owen Wilson, and John Wayne.
I had Tom Cruise, and I had, crap. Nah, I can't remember now.
And Keanu, too.
You should
I had Adam Sandler, Bill Murray, Tom Cruise. I had, and then one that was maybe another obscure, Danny Trejo, the machete guy. He's always a scary dude.
He's always,
I had Owen Wilson and Zooey Deschanel. Didn't have any ladies on there.
Brian from the stream has a good one. Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily has Robert Downey Jr.
I'll throw Pacino in there.
Yeah.
When is he not Al Pacino? Yeah,
exactly.
He's definitely...
in his later years.
Yes. Yeah. Heat was probably the transition movie.
From then on. Yeah.
He was great in it.
But
he did a lot of this.
Yeah.
And then since Heat, you're like...
It's like every movie.
Is whether he's blind or not. Is he blind or not? He's going to still talk the same way.
Totally different character at that point. Right, so who am I writing down, folks?
Well, a couple of us, I think two or three.
Throw him out again.
Tom Cruise.
Cruise. So let's do him.
Tom Cruise.
What about Adam Sandler?
I'm like fine with Adam Sandler and then Tom Hanks. So
number one seed, Tom Hanks.
Ooh, we had a couple other good ones. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clint's pretty good.
Sylvester Stallone.
I think Sylvester Stallone much more than Eastwood.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Sylvester.
James says Burt Reynolds's. And that made me laugh.
Bert's always the same guy, too. He's always the wisecracking, smart-assy guy who can handle himself a little bit.
Now, that'd be another good Sweet 16 or Elite Eight is, okay, so I asked the sports guys last week, what Major League Baseball team has the best thing? Is it the Green Monster?
Right.
Is it Cardinals Nation? Is it the Yankees Pinstripe? You could do that with actors. Who's got the best thing?
Yeah.
Who's got the best shtick?
Like that.
You know what? Let's just tear this one up and start over again.
All right, I'll go first. Jack
this one
Nicholson.
Just sucked.
Jack Nicholson.
Okay, people that play themselves. Jack Nicholson versus Sylvester Stallone.
Boy.
I'm going to go Jack.
I got to go Jack just he's better.
Yeah, Jack.
Seth Rogen versus Adam Sandler. It's a good matchup.
That's a great matchup. I'm gonna go with Seth Rogen because at least Adam Sandler did what's that? Hidden Gems, Uncut Gems.
Right. Yeah.
Once again,
he was
I'm
a little different there, but Seth Rogen is always the same.
Exception to prove the rule thing because of Waterboy and Happy Gilmore and Big Daddy and everything. I got to go Adam Sandler on it.
Right.
I'm struggling because Seth Rogen did play Wozniacki. Is that his name? Wozniak, Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
In the Steve
the Apple
Jobs.
Guy.
Yeah. Didn't see the film, but I'm sure he did a fine job. Gosh, I don't know. I'll go Adam Sandler.
Where does it stand? Did you vote yet?
I'll say Seth.
That's tied to you.
Ah, crap. The reason I'm saying crap is I couldn't care less. Like, most of the time I'm invested, and on this one I'm like, flip a coin.
He's like, can I just write in Tom Hanks?
I'll go Adam. Christopher Walken versus Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God.
I gotta go Walken.
I'll go Walken.
Yeah.
Walken.
Man, I think Walken has more versatility than Cruise.
I'd rather watch Cruise.
Cruise is always the intense, angry guy chasing someone.
Except for in Tropic Thunder.
Cruise has definitely made the better living out of being himself.
Yeah.
For sure. The Rock versus Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh.
Samuel L. Jackson.
I'll go The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
The Rock.
Rock moves on. Okay, there's your final four. Actors that just made a living playing themselves. Jack Nicholson versus Adam Sandler.
Jack.
Jack.
I'll go Sandler.
I'll go Sandler, too.
You bastard.
Dave.
I can say that now because we're on FM.
Dave's like, yeah. Damn it.
And FM is hip.
Yeah, you can cuss on FM.
Steve's listening right now. He said, don't you finish this show without saying bastard, bitches. I'm just doing what the boss says. What's the title of me? Jack versus, Adam?
Yeah.
Jack. Walken versus The Rock.
Walken.
Walken versus The Rock.
Yeah, Walken.
I'll go The Rock.
What are you going to do?
I'll go The Rock.
Your dirty movie name dropping guy?
Rock time.
To me again?
Yeah. I'm going to make my play for Walken on it.
Okay.
Because he's the same character in very different roles.
Yeah.
It's not just the same
like The
plot.
Rock.
Right.
No, because The Rock keeps playing.
The same guy.
I'm saving LA.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes Christopher Walken's a murderer.
Slayer. You got the deer slayer. You got what, you know, right. I mean, that's why yeah. I think.
I'm with you.
Okay. There's the finals. Jack Nicholson versus Christopher Walken. Who plays themselves the most?
Walken.
Ooh, Jake. The answer is Kevin Costner.
Oh, he's the same guy.
Nope.
Every time.
You don't think so?
Nope. He's dancing with wolves 1 minute. And the next, he's doing something else.
He's in Yellowstone.
He's shooting arrows at the sheriff of Nottingham.
He's Elliot Ness, the finest detective.
He's playing JFK, hello.
He's always the straight-laced pretty guy.
He can play baseball, he can catch Al Capone, he can do it all.
And he's always boring.
He does it all.
He didn't play JFK.
He is the pretty boy. And I love him for it.
I'll go Jack Nicholson.
Against who was the
Walken.
Second one?
Yeah, I'm going Walken.
I'm going Walken.
Rach?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. They're both, like, equally
yoked. So make it
yoked.
A tie to Dave again.
Okay, whatever it does to make a tie to Dave.
Wow! The lack of respect I get on FM.
You FM people, this happens every week.
This is the least invested we've ever been in this week.
Dave, we're giving you the power.
I am going to 590 AM after this. Walken!
Hey! I looked into the...
You guys really like that category. We'll come back with something similar to that next couple of weeks. I want to hear about Weber, but give me 60 seconds on this because you were talking about you were going to watch Lawrence of Arabia again because that's what guys do. Is that more of a guy thing than a girl thing, Rach?
Like watching the same movie over and over
again? Or is it just the movies that we watch are maybe different?
It's probably the movies are just different,
yeah,
if I had
I would
to
agree
guess.
With that. Based on my daughters and sisters and wife, they all have
they
their
repeat
favorites.
As well.
They all have their favorites. Now, they're not as good as the ones I watch. Let's just face it.
They're for girls, you know.
And just to clarify for the audience, it's been years and years and years since I've seen Lawrence of Arabia, so there's oftentimes when I almost watch it again because I love it so much, but because it's so long, I didn't. We were just laughing about that. I was on the plane. It's one of the selections. I said, hey, I almost watched it on the plane home. No, I didn't. It's just too long, you know. So, but I do need to sit down and watch it.
You would have had time for nothing but Lawrence of Arabia.
Exactly.
Which is a strange position to be in.
I'd be watching the climax of the whole thing as we're moving up to the gate and saying, wait a minute, I can't get off the plane yet. I got to wait, you know, another 10 minutes. So.
Funny. So what's new, Weber?
So it's a great, great month going on. We actually had hail a couple while I was gone. I was on top of it. They were telling me about it, a tornado going through Baldwin and all that. But we had the hail on the Columbia side, and a little bit in Creve Coeur. But so we got some hail stuff, and that always is a good savings for people. We've got everybody out there. You know, much of it's already fixed. Most people say, "Oh no, I can't even tell if that's $800 damage. Just give me $800 off, and I'll do it." You know, so we got that going with Columbia, so that's cool. But this is March, and this has been a great month. We're already more sales at every store than what we finished the whole month of February in, and we've got another week. So that just means to me, it always says that our pricing is right. We're right there where people want to be. We've got plenty to choose from. And as we have been for many, many years, ever since they started using Reputation.com and DealerRadar.com, we are the best rated Chevy dealer in many hundreds of miles of a radius because we take care of people.
I know that you have up times and down times, but people are always going to buy a car.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, even if you wait a little bit.
Let me just say, my salesmen will be happier on April 1st than they were on February 1st. Even though we had a good January, by January standards,
yeah.
March is a great selling time. You're right. They're always going to be. But, you know, my guys who do 15, 16 cars every month will probably end up in the 25 range in March and April, you know, and so on. So there's definitely ups.
What's the most you've ever seen someone sell in a month?
Oh, I've seen people hit 100.
Damn.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But, you know, I mean, there's big dealers out there, and I don't know how many salesmen they have. I mean, in other markets, we don't have the same kind of giant dealer because we're an older city. So yeah. We were around when the car was invented, unlike right. Phoenix and right. Dallas and all those. But there's dealers that just sell an unreal amount of vehicles, and I'm sure that some of their salesmen are way up there. But you know, my guys are great, and they make a good living, and they really, really treat people well, and their people come back to them. You know it. You've seen it.
Same guys for 15 years.
Exactly.